Who goes there? It's March 25th, 2024. I'm Kim, and the frog of the week is the dying poison dart frog. Point of order. That's die spelled D-Y-E, as in dyeing your hair or your clothes. Don't be so morbid. This frog is native to Guyana, Suriname, Brazil, and French Guyana. There are two distinct color morphs known in this species. The first is almost entirely blue with black spots, while the second has yellow and black patterning on its body, with blue-black arms and legs. The first color morph was once thought to be a separate species, known as the blue poison dart frog in English, but referred to as Okopipi by the indigenous Tirio people. The dying poison dart frog is also known for having a so-called upright posture, especially among males, which gives it the appearance of a hunched back. While we were unable to confirm the evolutionary purpose of this unique posture, we suspect it may make the frog particularly adept at ringing the bells of the Notre Dame de Paris. The call of the dying poison dart frog is a buzzing sound that has been described as a cross between a cricket and a wasp. I think it sounds like a broken kazoo. I like this frog because it gives us a riddle to guess if you can. Who is the monster and who is the man? And that's the frog of the week, and the last frog of Darch 2024. Do not despair. Next Darch will be here soon enough. In the meantime, you can submit dart frogs, or any other frogs, at our website frogpod.online, or check out our Blue Sky or Tumblr accounts linked in the show notes. Thanks for joining us. See you next week.